On Valentine's Day last year, a couple had come ashore from their boat, which is down the John Tricasso Channel south of Hobart, and were wandering along the foreshore when they came across something which surprised them.
And I yelled out to my partner, Adam, I said, "You better come back up here, I think I've just found a skull." "Hi, I'm Bella Lawton-Clark from the Australian Wooden Boat Festival, and I happened to come across a small human skull."
"It's a skull cap, actually, not a skull, just the cap. I am Suzanne Smythe. I'm a member of the Bruny Island Historical Society."
"It was on the shores of the channel. We went away for the weekend, Valentine's Day, on the boat for the weekend, and I sort of knew that there was always a bit of a unmarked sort of grave site in the area, and we thought, oh, we'll go and have a barbie on the beach and then go and have a bit of a wander. So we finished our barbie and went for a walk up the hill a bit, and you could see the front of the bank was quite eroded, and there's a little plaque there, and we read that, and that said that there was possibly 7 to 8 graves, and you could sort of see a little outline of where they originally were. And as we sort of read the plaque, went down the bank back to the dinghy, sort of looked down and thought, oh, that looks like a bone, and I sort of turned it over and it fitted in the palm of my hand, and I have quite small hands. Well, I picked it up and I sort of looked down and I thought, oh, I think I know what that is, and I yelled out to my partner, Adam, I said, "You better come back up here, I think I've just found a skull." So I put it down and just, yeah, had a moment to think about it. And I thought, all right, we're just going to leave that there for a minute, and sort of spent the next half an hour wondering what do we do, who do we call, type thing.
Bella got in contact with me, so the president of our association and I went out to the site with the police because we had to notify them, and we collected the skull cap and we also found a femur, and they went off to the coroner's office, who Julie gave them back to us eventually in this beautiful little white box, satin-lined box, and we reburied them because where it was found is an old burying site from the 1850s and the 1860s. It's on private land, though.
Well, I grew up in the area and we always knew that this place was there and that there was possibly some graves. So thinking, OK, it may be a historical skull, maybe it could have been a relative, or I grew up in the area and so did my family 200 years ago, couldn't really let it go.
Well, quite a lot of research had been done into possible candidates who were in the burial site already by the History Society. So we sort of went through our list and sort of to see who was a child of roughly the right age and worked back from there.
Well, last Thursday I got a message from this history room saying we thought you might like to know that we received the bones back today.
There were two possible candidates, shall we say. One was a 5-month-old baby and one was a toddler. But they were both of the same family. And the mother, actually, she lost about 4 or 5 little girls in her life, and she herself died when she was only 39, and she's in the cemetery as well.
And they said, oh, we just reburied them next to the little girl's mum. Oh, I was a little bit overwhelmed. So I thought, oh, well, I'll look into the name and see, you know, who knows, they could have worked for my family 100 years ago.
The lady, the mother of these children, Catherine Maguire, she was a convict and she initially was in Upper Cascade and she had an illegitimate baby there that also died. And then she married a man called William Braddon, who was quite a lot older than her, a good 20 years. He was a blacksmith, and that's how she ended up on Bruny. She had a child to him that died as well, and then she took off with another man, this William Colley, and had the girls and a son and more daughters to him. But that was a de facto relationship, and her husband ended up in a lunatic asylum at New Norfolk, supposedly went mad because his wife had left him for another man.
Well, we'll probably head out in the boat quite often over summer, and I said to my partner, Adam, well, we should go and see if, you know, what's been done, if anything's been done there. I know that the local history room, it's a bunch of dedicated volunteers, so obviously resources are quite limited. But, yeah, they do what they can. So I definitely said we wouldn't mind going back down there and go and have a barbie on the beach and, yeah, hopefully not find any more.